For the second consecutive year, a concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series will invite musicians from around the region to play the music of one of their contemporaries. Saturday night, ensembles of all sizes will play the compositions of Rick Salonen. Rick is an instructor in the music department at the University of Arkansas and recently was awarded an Individual Artist Fellowship Award from the Arkansas Arts Council for his music composition.
Saturday night, Rick Salonen's music will be performed by ensembles of different sizes. Duos, trios, quartets, septets, even the 19-piece big band he's part of, the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Last week, he came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, about the upcoming concert. He told Robert that his serious concentration on composing jazz began about 9 years ago when he moved to Arkansas.
A lot of these tunes are somewhere during that time period. But even before that, I remember I was the kid in high school who said, I'm going to write that out for our pep band, you know. So if you want to go all the way back to that, we could. But really in the past, since being here in Arkansas, it's really written a lot of jazz things.
And how long have you been involved in music as a music student or a performer?
My whole life I've been, you know, since high school, but 30 years, I guess.
What drew you into music? Was your family also musical?
Yeah, my dad played the accordion. Being from northern Michigan, a lot of polkas up there, so the accordion was a big instrument. And my mom played the clarinet. Uh-huh. And so all of us kids, we also played instruments. And
so truly, it sounds like really from a very early age, not only were you drawn into music, but it sounds like you had ears and eyes to compose.
Yeah, I think so. I always heard things and like I said, you know, wanted to write things out. I just had that itch, and when I'd hear, you know, other bands play, but like have that desire to, I want to do that, you know, I want to do that. They'd say who the arranger was or something. It's like, I want to do that someday.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And obviously having the opportunity to work with an 18-piece jazz orchestra must have really opened up your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys are great. And it's great working with such top-notch, you know, people, because you can just... You can basically write what you want, and, you know, they can pretty much handle it, you know.
Well, you've been a real asset to the orchestra as well, to the Jazz Collective, in that not only are you able to help interpret the charts that you guys get, you've got some great charts, but you've done a lot of original charts, and you've been inspired by some of the musicians in the band to write music for them. Mm-hmm. So that must add another dimension to your whole world of music.
Yeah, it's great to feature people after playing with them. One of the tunes on our that we're going to do is a Claudia Suite, and it features Claudia Burson on the piano. And so knowing the type of player she was, it could tailor make, you know, the arrangement right to her playing. And you know, writing a tune for somebody in the band, then the whole band sort of gets behind it. And it's like, oh, that's one of our, you know, this is written for us, and that was written for one of our players. And everybody really digs in, and it's great to play that for the public, because it's like, hey, these are, you know, these aren't people coming into Arkansas. These are your people, you know, your musicians, people that come right from the good state of Arkansas. To be able to play it for the other people around here is great.
Well, and as I hear you describing this with great enthusiasm, it harkens to the days of Duke Ellington, who part of the success of that orchestra, besides having brilliant musicians and besides the genius of Duke mm-hmm. Ellington, was a lot of what he wrote was for the soloists. In other words, it so connects you in a much deeper way to the music.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, tell me what you've got cooking for this upcoming concert?
Well, one thing we wanted to do is have a lot of variety. So there's a lot of tunes, a lot of different variety. There's swing tunes, Latin tunes, ballads. There's some really interesting. There's one tune kind of that I call it's a mashup, where you're basically taking two tunes and just kind of mashing them together at the same time. If you ever watch the show Glee on television, they do that. That's kind of a thing they do on Glee. They'll take two songs that don't really relate to each other, and they'll just kind of mash them together.
So you've done that for the
collective. Yeah, one of the tunes is called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat Mashup. And so it takes the classic...
The Charles Mingus tune.
Yeah, the Mingus tune, and it mashes up with Disco Inferno from the 70s. So.
Oh, my God. And, how did the Fayetteville Jazz Collective members respond to that?
Oh, they thought it was great. They was like, wow, this really worked.
And what else?
It's just a strange idea. But another tune that we're going to do that evening is something that we have in the books. It's called Minor Occurrence. And I always wanted to... You know, every big band has, when you've gone to traditional, you know, big band concerts, if you've seen, you know, Count Basie or Buddy Rich live, the very first tune they play is usually like a really fast opener. They call it a fast opener. So it was like, oh, I got to write a fast opener, you know, because every band has a fast opener. So the Minor Occurrence, I don't know if we're going to play it first or not, but it's in that style of a very fast opener. So it's real energetic and just burning off the page. And, some of the tunes, we kind of blur the line between, is this jazz music? Is it classical music? What is this? You know, and it's like Duke said, it's just music. You know, you don't have to put a label on it. So the tune that we're going to premiere the night of the concert is has sections in it that kind of are sort of in that vein that kind of blurs the line between, you know, it's just music. You know, it doesn't have a label to it. Some of it is kind of, it's almost classical sounding, but then there's a samba feel in there. And so.
Well, let me make sure I'm understanding right. So this is a composition that has never before been performed. It'll be, other than in your rehearsals, this will be the world premiere.
Yes.
What's
right.
the name
so
of
you
this
can't,
piece?
You can't go to New York City and hear it. You can't go to Chicago and hear it. You would have to come here to Fayetteville to hear this world premiere, and it's called Collective Disturbance Number 1.
What can you tell me about the variety of ensembles that we'll be performing throughout the evening? Because this also gave you an opportunity not only to work with the orchestra as you have been, but to write some smaller ensemble pieces. So mm-hmm. What kind of variety should we expect there?
There'll be some pieces from just played by trio, Claudia Burson Trio, and then we add a soloist to the trio and get a trumpet solo or a flugelhorn solo and with the trio. And then there's going to be to me, what I think is going to be one of the features of the night, now they may not think so, but is this guitar duo between Dr. Greason and Ben Harris on guitar, and they're going to do a guitar duo with bass and drums, and so that will be unique. And then there's a five-horn combo that will do some of the tunes, and then a big band, and also the Hogtown Gypsy Jazz Group.
And you wrote some music for them?
Yeah, I did some arrangements, and they're going to basically, you know, put their spin on some of those. One of the other things that we're going to do special is that this just happens to be the 100th anniversary of the premiere of The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. So that piece of music, it's 100 years old, but yet, wow, it's still as modern as ever. And I took that and sort of did an arrangement of some of the parts of The Rite of Spring, because The Rite of Spring is, I don't know, 50 minutes long or 45 minutes long. And so this is taking certain parts of The Rite of Spring, and we did a big band arrangement.
To your knowledge, has anyone ever attempted that before?
To my knowledge, no, I don't think so.
That sounds, yeah.
And so it ended up being very surprising how well Stravinsky relates into big band. You know, you would think, could that even work? Could you even, you know, play something by Stravinsky? And it's like, surprisingly, yes.
Rick Salonen's compositions will be performed Saturday night at Walton Arts Center as part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. Doors open at 7:30 and music begins at 8. You can learn more about the series at our website, KUAF.com, and more about jazz in the area at the website for the North Arkansas Jazz Society, digjazz.com. Rick Salonen talked to Robert Ginsberg last week. Robert hosts the program Shades of Jazz on KUAF every Friday and Saturday at 10.